You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
Hobbo and Frank, and we've been joined by Yuri Barnes. It's Who's Talking live from Friday's Broad in Glenside. Come on out and join us. We've got a half hour of our show, and then we're going to hang around and watch the Mighty Who's play the Colonials of GW on ESPN2 at 7:30. So come on out and join us. We'd love to have you. I'm sure the folks at Friday's, we got some drink and appetizer specials, so it's going to be fun for the balance of the evening. So please come on out. And Yuri, thanks for joining us. We're going to transition or pivot, as we say in the game, from football to basketball here. Big game tonight. Frank was at the game Friday. I watched it on my little computer, the old ESPN3. I think, you know, clearly Morgan State was overmatched size-wise and otherwise, and I guess they were missing some players. So I'm not sure how much we found out on Friday night, but what do you expect tonight against GW?
Oh, I expect a tough game. It was a tough game last year. George Washington, they have a good team. They have everyone coming back, from what I understand. So it'd be two veteran teams going at it. Last year, I think they took us, you know, pretty much to the wire. So
I think they were ahead at halftime last year, and Virginia ended up winning, I think, 59 to 40-something. Mm-hmm. So they won by more than 10, but clearly it was a closer game than the final score indicated.
Yeah. So I pretty much expect the same thing this year tonight.
What's your assessment as you evaluate the team? What any obvious strengths and weaknesses that you see?
George Washington?
No, Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. Well, I think our strength is inside. I think we go as far as our big guys go. But I'm kind of biased. You could ask me that probably about any of our teams. I'd say the same thing. But, I think with Toby and Gil, they have to really step up and get a lot of rebounds and dominate the paint. And I think we can go pretty far with that, because our perimeter guys, I think we've got some of the best in the country at our 1 and 2.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll get Frank in here in a moment. See, my assessment is I think the team is very deep, big, very athletic. The only thing that I'm still a little dubious of is the perimeter shooting. And, you know, the team was 5 for 18 the other night shooting threes. And I think one reason that Tony played Darius Thompson as a starting point guard is you move London over to the two spot, and I think the expectation is maybe that'll free him up to be a little more focused on scoring as opposed to distribution.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one game is very early, and you have first game jitters. I think we missed most of our first shots, and it took them a little while to ease into things. And I know what that's like. You know, the first game jitters, you've been waiting all year to get back at it. And, you know, sort of tough. And you're going to miss a few shots, but they'll settle in, and hopefully we'll see a difference.
Well, you know,
starting out this game.
For one thing, GW fouled the living daylights out of every Virginia player every time they went to the basket.
Mm. Morgan State, not GW.
Morgan State, excuse me. And GW probably will do the same thing tonight.
Right.
They're not going to let Anthony Gill and Toby just put the ball in the hoop.
No.
They're going to contest every shot.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I really enjoyed about the game in JPJ on Friday night was, first off, there were 14,000 fans there, and they were pretty loud. The second thing I liked is Darius Thompson and Devin Hall, they want to run. Shayok wants to run. And I really do believe that those players are putting pressure on Brogdon and Perantes and even Coach Bennett. Come on, guys, catch up to us. We want to go. Let's fast break.
Yeah, well, it may be a little of that. You know, youth is good. You know, some fresh young legs come in there and they want to go. I think we having five less seconds on the shot clock, I think that sort of puts pacing it up a little bit in everybody's mindset too. But I don't think that's something Tony Bennett is against.
No, either, I think he. You know? I think he likes, any coach is going to like transition opportunities,
mm-hmm,
where you get high percentage shots. You know, dunks and layups are always good. You know, and
right.
I think, as Frank said, we got some guys now that have the athletic ability. And the other thing that the team has is that depth. Particularly, you know, as he's talking about Muriel Shayok coming off the bench, Devin Hall off the bench. You still got Nolte, and You know, I mean, there's a lot of flexibility that this team, mm-hmm. with all the personnel that Tony has.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, Yuri, talk a little bit about team chemistry, because when it really gets down to it in basketball, it's all about team chemistry. Back in your day, you had Junior Burrow, Corey Alexander, Jason Williford, Harold Dean, a number of other players. At what point did you sense that you were playing like a well-oiled machine? How long does it take to get the team to fall into that rhythm?
It just depends on that chemistry. I mean, some teams, some guys get it pretty quick. We came in, the class of guys that I was with, most of us were all the same class, so we came in together. That created a special bond, you know, in most cases that we still have today. And you sort of get a sense that you're playing for more than just yourself. You know, it's for a team of your brothers, and, you know, you don't want to use the cliche going to war, but it's like a battle out there, and you have each other's back.
Yeah, and I think there's a degree of self-sacrifice, because I know right. you were one of the guys that you were not selfish relative to trying to score and get your own shots. You contributed by playing defense, rebounding, and scoring when you had the opportunities.
Yeah.
And I think Malcolm Brogdon is one of those guys. Very, very unselfish player. He doesn't insist upon, you know, getting X number of shots per game or point. So he's a team guy, and that makes a lot of difference.
Yeah.
A perfect example. On Friday night, Malcolm Brogdon only took 7 shots. But you notice during the game, he looked to hit the open man, and he got Toby going.
Right.
He made a bounce pass to Toby. Toby flushed a dunk early in the second half, and then Virginia was off and running. I mean, the scoreboard couldn't keep up. I mean, they almost blew the lights out of the scoreboard.
It also looked to me that Anthony Gill's not shooting free throws side saddle anymore. Looks like he's squaring up a little more.
Maybe a little bit more, but he still is over to the angle. He's not right in front of the basket. But
well, he was 6 for 8, so that's not too bad.
Whatever works.
You know,
front, side, middle, we'll take it.
Yuri, back in the day, you were forced a lot of times to play the center position, even though you were a true power forward.
Right.
Talk about what sort of adjustments you had to make to do that.
Well, when you're outsized, you have to just try to keep – when you're playing defense, you have to try to keep the big guy, when he has the ball, away from the basket. You know, sort of start that fight before they even get the ball. Keep them away from the paint where they're uncomfortable, and then the size is sort of negated a little bit. It's always tough going against bigger guys. And, yeah, at 6'8 and playing against 7-footers and 6'11, you know as soon as you step on the court that it's going to be a fight out there.
Go ahead, Frank.
We want to come back to that. You know, one thing about this Cavalier basketball team is there is height. Mm-hmm. You know, you have Toby at 7 feet. Now, he's not the most muscular guy.
Right.
But he's tall. Jack Salt, though, is 6'10", about 250, and he looks like he could take on the Russian army. Jared Reuter does not shy away from contact. Who am I missing? Isaiah Wilkins.
You know, how tall is he?
You know, Isaiah
he's
Wilkins.
6'8", I think. He's a little smooth.
He's 6'7", I think, you know, in his bedroom slippers, but with his afro, he's about 6'10". He's like Fletch, you know?
Yeah, he's a perimeter guy. Yeah.
Well, he might be more of a 3 than a 4, but right. He can play either. But certainly
he can bang a little bit.
Jared Reuter and Jack Salt are what we used to call bangers.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a banger right there.
You know, Anthony Gill, I think he got a message at halftime about not trying to draw the foul when he went up. Instead, just go up strong and try to finish the shot.
Mm-hmm.
In the second half, he had a couple of dunks or quick moves and scores where the other team didn't have a chance to set their feet. You played with Junior Burrow, who was kind of undersized down low. Isn't that sort of the same strategy?
Yeah, well, that's the advantage you do have. I mean, in most cases, you're quicker than the bigger guy. So, yeah, you do want to.
All right, here's the key question. You guys, your team made it to the regional final, one game away from the Final Four.
That's right.
Obviously, Virginia's coming off back-to-back 30-win years, but last year at least, kind of disappointment in the NCAA tournament. What's the key to success in March and hopefully even April?
I think you have to stay focused at that point. You know, everyone, you know you're together. You don't read the press. You're not necessarily listening to what's going on outside of the team.
And, of course, some of it is matchups, but some of it also is trying to focus and get to the point where you're playing your best basketball of the year at the end of the season.
Right, right. But you also, you just have to know your opponent as well. I mean, sometimes, you have to mix it up and do different things depending on who you're playing. So you can't just say you're going to go at it one way every time. You just sort of have to adjust depending on who you have.
A little game planning.
Right, right.
Plus, you've got to protect your health. I mean, you're dealing with everybody's sore and beat up.
Mm-hmm.
Your legs are shot.
Right.
So what kind of things do you have to do to sort of get your legs ready to go run for 30 minutes?
Stretching is key. I mean, that's something simple, but a lot of guys don't really do what they should as far as that goes before and after.
Now, Tony this year has he's beefed up the schedule pre-ACC with the expectation that might help them develop and I think that could be true. On the other hand, I worry, are they going to be burned out and exhausted by the time they get to March? So that's the question.
Yeah, I think they'll be okay. I mean, young guys, we could play.
Yeah, that's right. They're all 20 years old. Who cares?
They could run and jump forever,
And if they don't, we got Vince Dalton in the house. It'll fix them right up.
That's right. That's right.
You know, it's interesting this year, Tony Bennett and the Cavaliers are going to play Villanova up in Charlottesville on Saturday, December 19th. And then 3 days later, they're going to play California, the Golden Bears. That's two pretty good opponents back-to-back. Clearly, he's going to get them thinking about playing tougher opposition. And maybe he's toughening them up for the ACC season, but also psychologically helping them get ready for the big dance later in the year.
Right. Yeah, that does help later on down the road, because you have been on the road and fought tough battles in tough environments.
Well, the one thing about
Just like tonight.
Yeah, tonight's a good, because you're going to certainly have a very hostile atmosphere tonight.
Yeah.
And, an Atlantic 10 team. And sometimes teams in different conferences play different styles, which can be preparation for the NCAA tournament because, when you get to the NCAA tournament, Virginia will have played 18 plus how many ever games they played in the ACC. So it could be 20-some games playing only ACC teams. So it sometimes helps to have a little exposure to other systems and other styles of play.
Well,
that's not really a question, was it?
No.
I think
that was a Hobo diatribe.
Right. I think the best we can hope for is everyone be healthy.
And particularly some key players.
Right, exactly.
Key players on this team that have to be healthy.
The Wahoos are number six ACC preseason. The AP has them at number six right now. I did see some polls and some predictions where Virginia is actually picked not only to go to the Final Four, but in one poll they predicted Virginia would win the national title.
Wow. I'll take that right now. We can just punt the season.
Yeah.
Well, we want to win the season. So Yuri, what does this team have to do to make that deep run and to win this one?
I think they just have to stay consistent. As we continue. And I think they, just like last year, if we can handle it like we did last year, because we were pretty much in the top five.
Now, the year you guys went to the regional final, you were all seniors that year, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I think that, to me, that's the one advantage this team has. They got Gil Brogdon and Toby, who are starters as senior, and Eldon Nolte coming off the bench. So they have four seniors that have a lot of experience on this team, which I think has to help.
And that's always good. That's always that experience, that veteran.
And they have experience in the NCAA tournament now, which also helps.
Well, and they also have two veteran point guards. Parentes is a third year. Darius Thompson, we don't know how old Darius Thompson is, but this is about his fourth year in college ball, right?
Right, something like that.
Well, and you got Brogdon out there, too, so they really have interchangeable parts in the backcourt.
All right, we've got about 30 seconds before we go to our next break. Yuri, Virginia going up against GW Knight on ESPN2. Is a 10-point win a decent margin or any win at all at this point?
No, I think 10 points would be a good amount for us. That'd be a good win for us if we could win by that amount, because I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. and go down to the wire pretty much.
Well, this also gets the team. I mean, we're the Super Bowl for GW tonight.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Got a top 10 team coming into their building, so you know they're going to be sky high.
First time since 2000 they've had a top 10 team.
Wow, I didn't realize that, so it really is big. So,
well, Virginia has beaten GW over the years, but this does look like a tough game tonight just because GW has seniors back and they will play hard. All right, we're headed to break. We're going to have Yuri for a few minutes on the other side. Then we'll bring Bobby Call back if we can find Bobby. He looks like he's dancing with the other Wahoos over here enjoying the drink and food specials. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking at Friday's Glenside and Broad.